Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 107. So I'm super jazzed about this episode because it's all about action. It's all about on the ground doing stuff. If you know me, I'm very impatient. So I think this plays well into that. And, you know, I've kind of spent the last couple of episodes talking about stuff and ideas and mindsets that are at kind of higher level. And I really enjoy that. But at the end of the day, life is about doing. It's about taking action. It's about being active and being energetic to do that. It's about finding something you stand for and then being incredibly stubborn about it and letting it lead you in life. And that's what I want to talk about in this episode, being stubborn about something, really stubborn about it, and then having that just guide you so you never have to second guess yourself. So really excited to talk about this. As always, be sure to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. I'm going to be announcing two things in the upcoming weeks and months that I'm really, really, really excited about and I want you to be involved with. And I'll announce it on Instagram. I'll announce it on the podcast as well. But I do love posting on Instagram and interacting with you all. So be sure to follow me there at case.kenny. And as usual, if you are enjoying the show, if you are finding it valuable and you can take a minute or two to rate and review the podcast, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, I would be super grateful for that. Just a 5-star rating, then a quick 1 to 2 sentence review would be amazing. It does help the show grow a lot. And it means the world to me if you need 2 reasons. And 3, makes my mom proud, I guess. So there's 3 reasons. So thank you so much for that. All right. So hopping into it, stubbornness. That's what I'm talking about today. Stubbornness, but the good kind, right? It's a mindset, of course. What would the show be without an episode that's about a mindset? But in this case, it's about a mindset to help you stop that feeling that we so often get of, I just don't feel like it. You know what I'm talking about here? It's that feeling where you have something you either need to do or something you want to do, you aspire to do, you should do. But in that moment, it's kind of just like, bah, you know, I just don't feel like it. You know, it could be because you're tired, maybe a little bit lazy, maybe just unmotivated, maybe you're just in a mood, whatever. But the net result is usually the same. It's you say, I just don't feel like it. And then lo and behold, you don't do it. Right. And this happens all the time. You know, you have goals, you know, maybe you want to get in the best shape of your life. You want to get that summer bod, but then it's 7 o'clock and you're tired and you just don't feel like it. So you just lock and load with some Netflix and honey bunches of oats and you just relax. Or, you know, you want to start that blog, that podcast, that project, that business, that app idea. But when it comes down to it, you just don't feel like it. And then you decide to watch some funny YouTube videos instead. Or in general, you know, you want to focus on your mental health. You want to meditate. You want to go for walks. You want to clear your head and zen out. But when it comes down to it, you just don't feel like it. And you'd rather sit on the couch and scroll through Instagram instead. Right. And so on and so on. We all do this every single day to an extent, you know, unless you're super, super disciplined. I feel like this is a daily thing that we either say in our heads or we say out loud. I just don't feel like it. And then we act on it. I used to do this all the time in big ways in every aspect of my life, in fitness and work and mental and just general happiness, relationships, putting myself out there. I just don't feel like it, right? And, you know, it's obviously so, so much easier to just do that and put things off for another day and favor being comfortable instead rather than doing that thing. And this episode isn't one about not waiting. It's not to tell you, the time is now and you got to do it, whatever. You know, I literally want to talk about a mindset that fights that I don't feel like it feeling, right? That measures up to it and kind of quiets it down. And it's really simple. And listen to the episode because I'm going to say this and you'll be like, oh, okay, Case, that's earth shattering. But I'll tell you why it matters and you'll see what I'm talking about. But, you know, for me, the mindset is simple. It's just that I've just got to do it. Literally, that's it. So simple. I've just got to do it. When I have a list of things either written down or in my head, my goals, those become my plan in life. I become stubborn around those things. And as a result, I've just got to do it. I just have to. And that sounds like I have more self-control than the average person and that I have that I've just got to do it mindset and I do it. But, you know, honestly, at this point in my life, it's kind of true. You know, I've grown to a point where I've learned how to tell that I just don't feel like it voice to kind of F off in my head, you know. And now that I adopt that, I just got to do it mindset. And the way I got here is what I want to talk about. I literally got here by growing my stubbornness, positive stubbornness that comes from wanting to do something and wanting to respect myself and have pride in myself so, so much when I do it that it absolutely erodes any favorability towards just being comfortable. You know, most of all, this mindset just came from an enthusiasm for making choices in life that reflect hope rather than fear, hope rather than comfort. And that's what I've grown to. Is, you know, this mentality is growing to a point where if I'm like, you know, I should work out, but I'm tired, or I should cook dinner, but I want Chipotle, or I should send those final two emails, but I'd rather play a video game. My new mentality, my new stubbornness takes over. And I'm just like, nah, you know, I've got to do it. I've got to do it. And that's where I'm at now. And that's obviously very oversimplified. It sounds that way too. I think that is the key to creating a life that you're proud of. It's the key to being happy and minimizing the should haves down the line, the regrets down the line. But I don't think it's that hard to get to this point, to be honest. You know, look around you, the people that you probably respect, whether those are athletes or entertainers or entrepreneurs or writers, creative people, YouTubers, whatever, they live by this. I guarantee you, they live by this. I've just got to do it mindset. They are stubborn AF. You know, for them, the I just don't feel like it mindset is a thing of the past. You know, their thing, the thing that makes them successful, the thing that gives them influence and happiness and fulfillment, it isn't something they do whenever they feel like it. Far from it. You know, they get up and they do it. They do it when they need to. They show up and they just got to do it. They do the small things that then make that bigger thing even more impactful. You know, they say what they need to say. They challenge themselves when they need to. They work out, they write, they record, they act, they travel, they wake up early because they just got to do it. You know, so the question is, what is your I've just got to do it thing? What is your stubborn mindset? Just think about that as I continue rambling here. You know, what is your I've just got to do it in your life? What is that one thing that not doing is going to drive you crazy? What is that one thing that means a lot to you that if you don't do it, you're going to feel kind of shitty about yourself, you know, where you'll feel guilty and you'll actually feel bad, like you let yourself down if you don't do it. You know, it's that one thing where you know if you don't do it, that you're holding yourself back in life. And again, I'm not talking about specific things here, like, I need to work out and get that sick pump, or I've got to send that email so I can make that connection. That's too specific here. I'm talking higher level than that. You know, something that's a mindset. You know, what does not doing that thing, not maintaining that mindset mean in regard to your larger life mission? What is that one larger thing where if you don't do it, you know you're holding yourself back. You know you won't grow as a person if you don't do it. For me, it's simple. Again, it's a mindset. It's that I know that I'm capable of more and that if I don't live, I've just got to do it mindset, I know I will regret it. You know, I know that if I don't speak up, if I don't say that joke, if I don't ask for what I want, if I don't challenge myself, if I don't go on that trip, if I don't travel alone, blah, 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 I will regret it down the line. And that speaks to me in big, big ways. That is my I've just got to do it mindset that motivates me to do all the little things that I just don't feel like it. But that's not the case anymore. That's mine, right? Maybe yours is a bit different. Maybe it's a variation of that. Maybe yours is what I referenced last episode, that everything is happening for you, not to you, and that you see it that it's your job to just gobble up experiences and see what they can do for you, that you're hungry for more experiences, you know, and as they say, the big dog's got to eat, and that's you, right? And that if you don't do those things, life is passing you by. Or maybe yours is that, you know, you're sick and tired of waiting, that you're sick and tired of creating scenarios in your head where it's, oh, once I do this thing or that thing, then I'll be happy and ready. And you've grown to hate that and despise that. So now it's got to be now. You know, now you're impatient because you know that if you don't do it, you never will. Maybe that motivates you. Or maybe you're just kind of an eternal optimist and you just want to live that with everything you do, that you believe good comes from everything. So you shoot your shot more and more and more and more because you believe good will come from it regardless, right? Whatever. Like, think of something like that high level that you've just got to do. You just got to do it. You know, that thing that guides you, the thing that is powerful and motivating enough that it will make you incredibly stubborn, like insanely stubborn, where no matter what, your reaction is, I've just got to do it. And I really do think that this is the key to becoming the person you are capable of becoming. And, you know, the people that I know, the people that I associate with and look up to, they're annoying. You know, they're really annoying. They're annoying AF because they're so freaking stubborn, you know. But at the same time, the result is they're the happiest people I know, the most driven people I know, most fulfilled, the most full of energy people I know, because they're proud of themselves. They can trust themselves because I've just got to do it. And they know that they will because they're so guided by this idea of just got to do it that it literally drowns out any thoughts of not wanting to, you know. And the result is they want to. They want to do that thing. They want that growth. They want that challenge, that sense of accomplishment. And I think in life, the only way to get to that point is to become incredibly stubborn. And yeah, of course, incredibly stubborn people get themselves in a lot of trouble. Sure, that just happens when you push yourself. People might not understand you. You might lose a lot in the beginning. You might be embarrassed a lot. Sure, you might end up in scenarios where you're out of your league or out of your depth, you know. But at the same time, people who are stubborn and do those kinds of things, they get a lot done. They take a lot of action. They see a lot of things. They meet a lot of people. They travel a lot, right? Action. And at the end of the day, you know, I want to be the most stubborn dude in the room who has done something positive with that stubbornness, who has grown himself, what he stands for, and what he has created because of that stubbornness. You know, I want to be someone who leads with kindness and hunger, and that stubbornness allows me and motivates me to bring that to life in everything that I do, right? That's what I want to stand for. And again, I'm not necessarily talking about business or success or your job or whatever here. I'm literally just talking about day-to-day living, doing the things you don't necessarily want to do because you're just so stubborn in wanting to grow and elevate yourself and be proud of yourself. You know, that's the hunger. That's the stubbornness I'm talking about here. It's the, you know, and this stubbornness can come to define you in great ways, I think, because this stubbornness reflects what you stand for. It reflects what's underneath and what motivates you to take action, you know, when you act, when you decide to not sit in the couch and instead do that thing, when you decide to not be comfortable and speak up instead, right? That's what it is. Action, you know, it's like Batman said, it's not who I am underneath, but what I do that defines you, right? So the question is, what are you going to let define you? Your comfort, your laziness, procrastination, settling for something? Or are you going to let your stubbornness define you, your positive stubbornness? And then you become so stubborn about that one thing that guides you. And then you let that thing guide you to do more and be kinder and be more impactful in life. That's all I'm talking about here. You know, so I think it would really benefit you to take a couple of minutes when I'm done here and think about that one thing that you're stubborn about, or what you maybe should become more stubborn about. And it's okay if you don't know, if you can't verbalize it. It's taken me over 30 years to get to this point. You know, it took a lot of trial and error and learning, it took a lot of me looking at myself in the mirror and just being like, man, Case, look at you, man. You know, you're telling me that you're not meant for more. You're telling me that you're fine with living half as big as you're capable of, half as creative, half as confident, half as driven. Nah, you know, no way. You know, and through like that process, I'll obviously simplified there, you know, I came to realize that my mindset, my I've just got to do it mindset came from my hunger for more, and that the opposite, I don't feel like it, was literally draining my energy, and it's become my worst enemy. You know, I don't want to let that win. I don't want to let settling win, comfort win. You know, so now I'm forever moving forward because my mindset is I just got to do it. I've just got to do it. I've literally, it's become me. I'm so stubborn now. You know, I've just got to do it. And through having that mindset and becoming insanely stubborn, I think seriously, if you ask my friends or people I work with or people that I've dated, you know, I think stubbornness is my best and worst quality. but it's through that I've learned that the quality of life of your life depends entirely on the decisions you make, you know, the actions you take. Who you are and who you will become is 100% the result of the decisions you make. And I think if you ground yourself in something that means a lot to you, like a lot to you, and you let that become the thing you're stubborn about, it will elevate you in ways that you never thought possible. And again, I'm not talking about being stubborn in unkind ways or disrespectful ways or annoying ways. I'm not talking about, you know, you being that dude who's having a conversation with himself and some girl's DM for months on end. Hey there, how are you? What are you up to this weekend? That kind of thing. You know, it's not the stubbornness that you're right and someone else is wrong, or that it's your way or the highway, or they got to keep fighting until you get your way. I'm talking about an almost like spiritual level of stubbornness with yourself. It's a mindset with yourself that makes settling very difficult. It's a mindset that stops you from making excuses. It's a mindset that pushes you and makes you take action and decide to create something for yourself rather than giving into the, I don't feel like it mindset. That's the stubbornness I'm talking about here. It's almost spiritual, you know? And again, if you're listening, you're like, Case, man, this sounds great, but I honestly don't know what that thing is yet. Maybe you're just younger. Maybe you're kind of lost right now. Maybe you're still trying to figure out things about yourself, where you belong, that kind of thing. That's fine. And I think if that's the case, I think there's always one thing that you could be stubborn about that will lead you to be able to be more specific in the future. And that's just being stubborn about being kind to yourself and to others. I'll get my Hallmark gold star for that one, I suppose. But I really do believe that, you know, when you are stubborn about being kind, that literally opens the world to you. It enables you to see the best in yourself, to see the best in others, to give others chances, to give yourself chances. It just opens up doors and makes things clear for yourself. So I would recommend you try that for a bit. Try to make that what guides you. And then when you find yourself not being kind, or you find yourself with the opportunity to be kind, but you don't, and you're like, I don't feel like it. You should feel kind of bad about it, right? That you had the chance to do it and didn't take it. And then in that mode, in that manner of training, you train your brain to think that way, to become stubborn about that, and more stubborn about it, to the point where you get that opportunity the next time, it's you just got to do it because you've trained yourself that way. Do that and watch what happens. So I would say try with that approach and then be honest with yourself. What is something you're willing to be incredibly stubborn about and why? You know, find that thing and let it guide you. Let it make you the most stubborn guy, the most stubborn girl in the room. Not because you're not kind or empathetic or self-aware, but because being stubborn about your growth and your passion, about your potential and your hunger for more, that is what life is about. Life is about challenging yourself and making yourself proud of the decisions you make. You know, the decisions you make where you decide to not be comfortable, you know, to not settle, to not do what is expected of you, and to believe in yourself and fight for yourself. And all that starts with being stubborn about something. So find something that guides you so, so much that you become so stubborn about it, so stubborn about being proud of yourself for doing it, being consistent in doing it, that when it comes down to choosing whether to do that thing, say that thing, talk to that person, put yourself out there, travel, explore, be awkward, uncomfortable, challenge yourself, whatever, you'll make the right choice because you'll be too stubborn not to. So that's it. I hope you found this valuable. If you did, I'd love it if you'd share the podcast, share this with someone who is incredibly stubborn and say that you're proud of them. We all those people in our lives. Share it with someone who isn't and say, you know, I think this will help you. This will inspire you. Share it with them to motivate. Whatever. Either way, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for continuing to share the podcast. Also, as always, be sure to follow me on Instagram at case.kenny. I'm always on there. Shoot me a DM. If I don't answer, shoot me another one so it goes up in my inbox. But I love chatting with you all and the support. Again, I'm so, so grateful for it. So thank you so much. So until next episode, I'm out.